The Pennsylvania primary is 2 weeks from today, and Republican voters will be picking a nominee for governor to take on Democratic incumbent Tom Wolf. This evening, we continue our series of interviews with the three Republican candidates by welcoming State Senator Scott Wagner. Wagner is a conservative businessman from York County who won election to the Senate in 2014. He's invested $6 million of his own funds into the campaign, which has been characterized by heavy TV advertising and sharp exchanges between Wagner and Pittsburgh businessman Paul Mango. Wagner spoke with WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies.
Tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, how you got going in business.
I grew up in York, Pennsylvania, grew up on a farm. My mother gave horseback riding lessons for probably a little over 50 years. So I grew up in a blue-collar family. My father worked in construction, and it was a 25-acre farm. But high school graduate, didn't go to college. Age 19, I started my first business enterprise, and so I just continued over the years to start more businesses. And my current waste company, I started in 2000, and I have a trucking company, another waste company, but I employ about 600 people. I won a write-in campaign into the Senate in 2014, so I've been there for 4 years.
You got into office as a write-in candidate against a party-backed candidate for state senator in 2014. This is amazing. Almost never happens. And then you spent a lot of your personal money helping other Republican candidates around the state. County committees, you've clearly made a big commitment to politics. What drives this? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, I think we need to see change in Pennsylvania. You know, but the bottom line is that I think we can do better in Pennsylvania. The government that I see in Harrisburg is wildly out of control, and it needs to be reined in. It needs to be managed. We're behind in a lot of areas when you compare Pennsylvania to national. You know, our unemployment rate in Pennsylvania is 4.8%. The national average is 4.1, and I think it's going to go under 4. We can do so much better, but it requires leadership.
You know, when I look at your career and the things that you say, it strikes me that you are deeply motivated by what you've learned in your own experience running a business where there's a bottom line, where you have to meet a payroll, and you're dealing with a government that has regulations that are probably feel burdensome, bureaucrats that take forever to make a decision, and you want to bring some of those principles to government. I wonder if you ever think there are things about governing that you don't know, like what it actually takes to run the Department of Health or Human Services, and if you're ever concerned that maybe there's more to that.
Well, Dave, I will admit to you there is a lot that I don't know. You know, my style of management will be to go into these departments and basically with this question, tell me what you do here. Tell me about the department of so-and-so and how it operates. And those are powerful questions. That's what leaders do. And that's not a system that we have in place.
Should we increase the state's minimum wage?
I think we should.
How much?
I think we should increase the minimum wage to probably somewhere around $9.50, $9.75. Listen, you cannot find people at minimum wage. This is a debate that we just need to get off the table and move on. But I am also not in favor of raising the minimum wage the whole way back. I think there should be a training wage up to 18 years old. You know, and I think there would be a phase-in period of, you know, 50 or 75 cents, you know, every 6 months. But at the end of the day, we have a skilled labor crisis right now. We have a shortage. People can't find people.
Your opponent, Paul Mango, attacked you for co-sponsoring legislation to extend equal protection to LGBT citizens. Why did you back that legislation?
Well, I was asked to co-sponsor that bill 2 years ago, and I did some research. I went to an employment law attorney, and the bottom line is that as an employer, I could deny someone employment based on their, you know, their sexual orientation or sexual preference, and that's wrong. So that bill was specific to housing, employment, and public accommodations. And, you know, I don't discriminate in my company, period. But my agenda is treating people equally, and that is a very big issue in this state.
You have been compared to Donald Trump. You know, you're both independently wealthy businessmen who are very plain-spoken, got into politics in unconventional ways. Do you welcome that comparison?
I grew up on a farm in a blue-collar family. Donald Trump grew up in the New York real estate market. His father was a workaholic entrepreneur. So Donald Trump and I come from very different, you know, backgrounds. But Donald Trump went to Washington pushing change and draining the swamp. And, you know, he's had a lot of resistance. And this is where there's a big comparison difference. Donald Trump had no relationships in Washington, D.C. Fast forward to Scott Wagner. Scott Wagner gets elected into the state Senate in 14. I've been there for 4 full years. I know the inner workings of Harrisburg, and I built a lot of relationships. I know how to solve the problems. That's a big advantage I have over the president. I don't tweet. You know, I'm not a career politician. I'm not a polished, smooth guy. I'm a blue-collar guy that graduated from high school. I've been fortunate in Pennsylvania. I understand the issues inside and out. That's where I have a very big advantage. So that's the difference between Scott Wagner and the president.
Scott Wagner, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
You're very welcome.
WHYY's Dave Davies spoke with Scott Wagner, a state senator from York County and one of 3 Republican candidates for governor. Last month, Dave spoke with Pittsburgh attorney Laura Ellsworth, and we'll have Pittsburgh businessman Paul Mango in our studio soon.